Hi, this is a dictation for Andrew Hines, A-N-D-R-E-W-H-I-M-E-S. Andrew Hines is date of birth 7/29/1964 and date of birth 7/29/84, date of service is 9/27/2022 and date of accident is 5/9/2022. Mr. Andrew Hines just got the message that he cannot have an MRI done due to the lodging of a bullet in his chest. DMC hospital did an X-ray and they are not advising to do the MRI. At this time, patient is suffering from headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, and vision disturbances, etc., anxiety, depression, as well as pain in the neck, left shoulder, lower back, across, and some shooting down pain to the left leg all the way to the ankle. Since MRI cannot be done, we are planning to do a CT scan. All his pain levels are still between 8 to 10. And he can lift his arm up to 160 degrees easily without pain. But after that, he starts having some pain in the left shoulder. The strength in both the arms is pretty decent. He has not reported losing any phone or dropping any dinner plate. However, he checked that only 20% improvement has happened. And in the ADS, general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And mood and relationship with other people are affected 8. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, there is a history of dizziness, vertigo, severe headaches, but they are less frequent. But severity is still same as before, and there are one or two per week. Especially with vision disturbance and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and limited range of motion, pins and needle, as well as numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, and hip and knee on the left side and left shoulder. Difficulty walking. He can walk up to a block, but he uses a cane to walk with slowly. In the GI, there is a history of constipation, digestive problems due to some food poisoning issue that he recently had from McDonald's food. However, he denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, a stomach pain, incontinence of the bowel, stomach and blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no shortness of breath. There is a shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, and asthma. And there is no chest pain. In last 30 days, patient report that his pain is pain level has worsened and is not improved. No changes in medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization are reported. He has lost some weight, 3 to 4 pounds, and no other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse. Patient reports utilizing marijuana, and one of the urine drug screen did show cocaine, and he is going to do the urine today. Compliance history. Patient does report compliance, but he has been slightly non-compliant. Physical exam reports blood pressure is up 183 over 104. Pulse is 82. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination comes from previous visit 8/26/2022, dictation number 0827-094. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to order the CT scan of the neck and the lower back at this time to identify the issues, and number two, provide the medications, which are Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effects, Calaxin 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, and Lidocaine patch, and Ambien 5 milligram, and Imitrex 100 milligram. physical therapy continues to 3 times per week, along with lower back and neck and the shoulder pain and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Regarding TBI, patient is referred to a neuropsych evaluation and neurologist, and he remains disabled for work. Oscar replacement has been ordered. Chiropractic care has also been advised to the patient along with the acupuncture. Patient will be seen once the CT scan is done to identify further treatment plan for this guy. Thank you.